Valley Professional Podcast. Hopefully the audio quality is now significantly better thanks to my new microphone. In today's episode, we don't actually have a guest. Since the aim of the podcast was to try and inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers, I thought maybe it was time I started talking about things that would interest people that didn't do engineering as well. And to kick off the series, I'm going to talk about the reason I wanted to do engineering. So, anyone that knows me will have heard the story countless times, but it is honestly the reason that I wanted to do engineering in the first place. So when I was about 9, I watched the movie Apollo 13. So for some context, the movie covers the events of the Apollo 13 lunar mission. There are 3 astronauts, Jim Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert, and they take off, and after leaving the Earth's orbit, the oxygen tank explodes, and so their landing on the moon is called off. The next problem with the mission is that the scientists and engineers on the ground don't think that they can get the crew back. And so in order to save them, they have to use objects that are readily available on the spacecraft in order to get them back on Earth safely and fix the numerous technical problems. So as you can imagine, at 9 years old, I didn't fully understand the technical difficulties that were facing these astronauts, I think it's fair to say. But what it did give me was a very basic understanding of what an engineer actually does. And that is solving problems that face us by using things that we already know or objects that are readily available. So that's what really got me interested in the subject and in space and aeronautics in particular. So I thought it might be interesting, with my close to 3 years worth of engineering experience, if I could now try and understand what technically went wrong on the aircraft and how the NASA engineers fixed the problem.
So there are 3 main ways to land on the moon. So you can do a direct landing where you take off from Earth, head straight to the moon and land vertically and return to Earth with the same aircraft. You can do an Earth orbit rendezvous, which is where you have 2 parts to your aircraft, have a land module and a service command module. And they both first orbit the Earth together and then they separate, and only the landing module lands on the moon, as the name suggests. And then the third way is to do a lunar orbit rendezvous, where you again have 2 modules, a land module and a service module, but they both reach the moon together and then the landing module separates to land rather than separating after they orbit the Earth. And then both modules reattach for the return to Earth. There are a few things to consider when trying to decide which method to use. There was little to no electric power and no fuel cells producing oxygen to breathe and no power for the guidance system or thrusters. So this really limited the options that the scientists had in choosing which method to use. Both the Earth orbit approach and the direct approach would almost certainly result in the crew's death, due to the fact that a single vehicle was used to cruise the moon as well as for landing. And leaving the moon and re-entering the Earth's atmosphere with a re-entry capsule would result in their death. The only plus side of using an Earth orbit approach versus the direct landing approach would have been that you could use a separate rocket in order to slow down the aircraft's descent onto the surface of the moon. So this would offer the crew a slight advantage because it meant they would be able to speed up their return to Earth, but it did little to mitigate the factors that would still cause the crew's death. As a result, the lunar orbit rendezvous was the only approach that could be used, and this was ultimately what saved the crew's lives. So they travelled to the moon in the small modular aircraft, and this then separated while in the lunar orbit. So that was the landing module, and then it would reattach and travel back to Earth. Although when they were first planning the Apollo program, this wasn't the obvious choice to use, it turned out to be a decision that would save the lives of all of the crew. Transferring the crew from the command module to the landing module gave them an estimated 90 hours for them to touch back down on the Earth. In order to make sure they would arrive alive, they turned off all non-critical systems on board the spacecraft in order to reduce the amount of energy they were using and cut way back on their consumption of water so that they would have enough water to cool the landing module as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, as this puts a lot of pressure on the hardware, and as a result, it needs to be cooled down. One thing that really stood out to me was the method Mission Control came up with to remove the carbon dioxide that was building up in the landing module. So they made a mailbox, they called it, out of plastic bags, cardboard and tape. And this was used to purge the gas using canisters from the command module. And this is actually something that Lovell mentions in an interview. He says that hose duct tape and an old sock was the one thing that kept them from dying. And if that doesn't sum up engineering, I don't know what does.
Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, if you found it interesting, please do share it. If you want to hear more episodes like this, then feel free to drop me a message. You can either message me on LinkedIn at Anushwara Shanga or follow the podcast Instagram and send me a message about anything that you would be interested in hearing about. Stay tuned for the next episode.